From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, pitched battles going on today between anti-government demonstrators and supporters of Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak. Ahmed al-Nashar is one of the protesters who's been in Tahrir Square and says things began to get ugly when pro-Mubarak forces began attacking protesters, throwing Molotov cocktails.
The past few days, it was fantastic. Today, it was a completely different feeling because for the first time, we're seeing thugs and people dressed in civilian clothes that turn out later to have police IDs that were basically attacking us in the square.
Despite an announcement by Hosni Mubarak last night, he would leave when his current term expires. Many of the anti-government demonstrators were not appeased and have continued to call for him to leave immediately. Meanwhile, the number of dead and injured there continues to rise. A massive life-threatening winter weather system currently has much of the Midwest in its grip, grounding airplanes and causing misery for many caught in its path. In Chicago, some 19 inches of snow has fallen. Officials closed schools for the first time in a dozen years there today due to treacherous conditions. Jose Santiago is director of the Chicago Office of Emergency Management. He says there are other threats posed by the storm as well.
Wind chills in the city tonight are likely to reach 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
Chicago's airport is technically open, though at last word no flights were going in or out. Airlines across the country say they had to cancel upwards of 6,000 flights today due to the weather. Senate Democrats have blocked an effort by House Republicans to appeal the Obama administration's health care overhaul. The Senate, on a 51-47 vote, rejecting the attempted repeal along party lines, just 2 days after a federal judge sought to strike down the law on the grounds it was unconstitutional. January is usually a month when businesses make hefty pay cuts, and the number of planned layoffs rose 20% last month to more than 38,000. But as Danielle Carson reports, the tally from the consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas shows it's still the lowest level for the month since the 1990s.
The government and nonprofit sectors were the hardest hit, with more than 6,400 workers getting sacked. Still, the pace of job cuts has steadily fallen. They dropped 46% compared to last January. Bank of America Merrill Lynch economist Neil Dutta says now companies have to slowly start rebuilding their workforce.
Businesses have no more room left to cut. They've cut to the bone, and they can't cut anymore. On the flip side, we know that companies, they're going to begin to invest in capital, begin to hire, and that should generate a self-sustaining recovery in the broader economy.
Economists expect the jobs picture has brightened. The government's employment report, which comes out Friday, is expected to show job gains in the private sector. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Toymaker Mattel, whose products include Barbie, American Girl, and Monster High dolls, announced strong fourth-quarter earnings. Nation's largest toy maker says its net income was $325.2 million. Mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a point to stay above 12,000. The Nasdaq was down a point. This is NPR. A massive cyclone that hit northeastern Australia today tore roofs from homes, toppled trees, and knocked out power to around 170,000 people. After a night of high winds, police were still warning residents in the affected areas to remain indoors until the situation could be assessed. Cyclone Yasi roared ashore just after midnight, packing 186-mile-an-hour winds. At least initially, no deaths or injuries are being reported. The cyclone came ashore at a beach town in Queensland State. A NASA telescope has detected signs of more than 50 planets beyond our solar system that might be friendly to life. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has that story.
The Kepler telescope has been in orbit since 2009, looking for planets by monitoring the brightness of stars in one patch of sky. If Kepler sees a star dim, it may mean that a planet has gone around it. NASA recently released data from the telescope's first 4 months of observing, and the telescope detected dimming events that suggest the presence of over 1,200 planets orbiting faraway stars. What's more, 54 of these possible planets appear to be in their star's habitable zone, meaning the temperatures would be moderate enough to support liquid water and maybe life. Scientists will have to do follow-up observations to confirm that all of these candidate planets really are planets. But researchers say they're getting closer to their goal of finding a potentially habitable world outside of our solar system. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
A new test may be able to determine which men need more aggressive treatment after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. That's due to a new test scientists have created that tracks the activity of four genes found within prostate tumors. Could help doctors determine which cases are life-threatening. The study published online in the journal Nature today. Most cases of prostate are not life-threatening. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.